This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
All right, we just got the first news in Ellen Schroyer that at 2 p.m. Central went into federal prison yesterday. I'm not trying to stir stuff up. We don't have the details yet. But they put Owen in solitary confinement. So during the two-minute break, I learned that little giblet of news. So Owen has been put in solitary confinement. We'll find out the details of that. Pray for him, folks, and hope he makes it out of there because these people are going for broke. Closing comments. In the 4 minutes we have left, Nick Fuentes, this has been a good discussion, an open discussion. Free speech is king. The system doesn't want this. I think it's been a very important discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really appreciate you having me here and having the discussion. I think you're a real patriot, you know. And I know maybe there was a little bit of hostility before, but I think we squashed it.
I'm just not getting calls from Netanyahu.
Yeah, and I'll stop getting calls from Arafat and Hitler. But but I think we had a great discussion. I think that, like you said, this is nuanced, sophisticated stuff. I think you're a brilliant guy, and I think you bring a perspective. I bring a perspective. The thing we agree on is we're both in favor of humanity. We're both in
favor. And we need to stop apologizing for being white. We're not in the KKK. We love everybody, but we're not going to roll over.
Right. Right. Yeah, we're not going to roll over and let them rape our kids, rape their minds, cut off their genitals. We're here to fight. We're here to fight for God. We're here to fight for
God. I mean, it's so bad. My homeschool daughter got hit.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's well, and that's just it. It's affecting everybody. You know, even the people that are involved, like you and I, we may think we're insulated.
You can't go to a sports camp. I mean, these people, you imagine parents that don't know are not trying to protect them? How bad it is?
Oh, yeah. That's where you get all these trans types. That's where you get all these radicals. Because they get touched and raped by the teachers. And like you say, these are the people that the parents don't even know what's going on. You're on top of it. So you're right. We're not going to roll over. But we've had a good discussion. And my being here and your willingness to have me, I think, is proof that this is the free speech platform. That's why they hate you, because they can't control
And you're on the War Room today, 3 p.m. Central. Owen can't be on because he's in solitary confinement right now. You're going to be on with Harrison Smith today.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be on later. Love Harrison Smith.
Well, I'm just going to say this in closing. Everybody deserves as an adult to hear what you want. You tune into Hollywood, it's pure evil. They have their free speech. But we need to let listeners remember, you don't get to hear Nick Fuentes or Alex Jones without support, and you'll get to hear it without promoting it. So everybody has a right to hear it. Everybody should realize your job is to boost the signal of what the system doesn't want. So how do people hear your show?
You can find me on rumble.com/NickJFuentes and cozy.tv/Nick.
All right. And when you got on the no-fly list, I'll get you a lawyer.
Yes.
And we even help you get an IT guy. We'll help a little bit. The point is, because I believe in free speech, I don't agree with everything you say or do. I mean, I wish, how's he doing? You know, just I didn't want to do 4 hours on Hitler. I get it was like being contrarian or whatever, but I didn't mean to have that happen. How's he doing?
He's doing well. You know, he got married, and he's been enjoying time with his fiance, and I think he's rethinking. The last time I spoke to him, he's considering deferring his presidential plans a little bit. But, you know, the time that I spent with him, I realized he gets it. He gets it way more than people realize.
No, he's definitely a smart guy. I would almost say idiot savant, and I think I'm a little like that. So I'm not putting him down for that. I'm saying I'm kind of like that. You are, too, but he just, you know, he's pissed about being messed with. He's challenging the power structure he knows. I'm just saying there's other power structures.
Yeah, well, and I agree. There are multiple power structures. But he, just like with music and fashion, he's got this intuitive sense that he taps into, and he's able to bypass a lot of misconceptions that people have and get straight to it. So I think he's bold, brilliant, you know, and it was an honor of the lifetime to work with him. He's always been a hero of mine, like you. So being here with you and him was amazing.
Well, you're on the War Room today, 3 p.m. Central, with Harrison Smith, because Owen is in solitary confinement right now. We have the top Russian broadcaster to hear what he has to say unfiltered to our millions of listeners. They're going to call for my arrest for this interview, but I don't care. Because the truth be told, even if I get damned to hell, and as he said when I was on the show a month ago, we are in hell on the verge of nuclear war. So thank you, Nick Fuentes.
Thank you.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
In fact,
even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Vladimir Solovyov is our guest. He is undisputedly the number one talk show host in Russia, who we are now by proxy at war with, escalating towards nuclear war. Russia is winning the war after 9 years of NATO proxy attacks. When the Russian forces trapped there began to lose, Vladimir Putin invaded a year and a half ago. I am not a Russophile. I'm a loyal American, and I'm loyal to human life, and I'm against lies, and I'm against George Soros, who bragged on CNN 8 years ago that they overthrew the Ukrainian government and launched paramilitary attacks. I also have friends and family who, under orders, have been in Ukraine literally shooting Russians and directing artillery for years. So I am against that. So is my family. They would be court-martialed if they didn't follow the orders, but they are definitely against it. So, Vladimir Solovyov, thank you so much for joining us. He is the most famous journalist in Russia, a television and radio host, as well as writer and public figure. He's the author of numerous documentaries, such as The President and The World Order, films based on several exclusive interviews with Vladimir Putin. He has extensive experience in communication with prominent political, public, and military figures, as well as with top state officials. He's interviewed everybody, the president of Syria, the president of Russia, the Serbian president. He's interviewed Bush. He's interviewed the Japanese prime minister, everybody. And so he is at VRS, his name, Solovyov. I always pronounce it wrong. And you can find him on his website, Solovyev.live. So thank you so much. I'm going to do my best to try to give you the floor. You speak good English, and I wish I could speak Russian, to hear what you have to say, because this is so incredibly important. So thank you so much, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you for inviting me. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of interviewing you. And unfortunately, our little prediction was absolutely right. We're living in hell, and we are on the verge of the nuclear war. The Third World War is unfortunately right here, right now. And we have to be absolutely clear. What's happening right now in Israel, in the Gaza sector, it's not just about the regional conflict. It's the end of the world as we know it. And not only because of the nuclear capabilities of the United States, missile capabilities of Iran, not because Pakistan can probably somehow get the nuke to Iranians and, you know, all the, those little scenarios that may happen. No, no, no. The truth was killed. Humanitarian values were killed. Of course, on the 7th of October, that's a terrible act of terror. Of course, 1,300 dead Jewish people just because they're Jewish were massacred. And that's absolutely unacceptable. That's the purest form of terror. But a few weeks after that, we count 2,400 dead kids of Palestine. And no one cares. America doesn't want to see it. They're saying, oh, okay, you know, what can we do? That's collateral damage. That is not collateral damage. Those are babies that were killed. And their life is important. Not only black life matters, not only American life matters, not only Jewish life matters. Every life matters. But the world is saying that, okay, come on. We have to be honest. It's the time to end this question, finally. The final solution of the Arab question in Palestine. How can, you know, after Hitler, how can anyone pronounce those words? When I see the president of Israel states that the whole Palestinian nation is guilty. Don't tell me that there are innocent civilians there. They all support Hamas. Come on. Babies? Pregnant women? Elderly? They have to suffer? In Russia, we've been facing awful terrorist attacks. But we never, ever went all the way to kill every single human being in this village. Every single human being in the city. That's why when Western propaganda, especially done by Boris Johnson's affiliates, starting this Bucha story, all Russians immediately said, that is lie. Russian soldier will never do that. We do not believe in collateral damage. We see humans. And every time when Russian is speaking about babies, we're quoting Dostoevsky. The cost of the tear of the baby. We don't want to see those people being killed. We want all the terrorists to be killed. That's for sure. Every single terrorist has to be killed, and it doesn't matter what kind of terrorist is he. Is he Hamas? Hezbollah? ISIS, doesn't matter what's his name, Ukrainian Nazi, doesn't matter. They have zero right to live. But when we see innocent kids being killed, no, 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 no. Never. Even during the Second World War, Berlin, Nazis decided to stop Russian tanks from using Berlin subway for getting there because it was really wide. And they put water into there.
Hitler flooded the subway and killed half a million Germans.
What did Russians do? We saved Germans. They killed 27 million Soviet people, and we saved them in Berlin. We didn't tell them, that's not our business. That's your problem. Go and die, never.
But the world has forgotten World War II, but we're actually fighting the last war, and you raise it. The words of Israel, I'm not even against Israel, and you're Jewish, is literally, these are animals, we're going to kill them all. These are Hitler quotes.
I hate those words. I cannot imagine, not every single Jewish is Israeli. I cannot imagine how we can say those words about other nations. We who suffered during the Second World War because of genocide. What happened there, the Holocaust, it's the worst tragedy in the history of our people. And of course, October 7th is the worst episode since Holocaust. But we cannot behave the same way as they behaved against us. Never. That's not what humanity is about. The greatest Jewish philosopher, let's say, you know, religious teacher, Rebbe, Gilel once quoted, don't do to others what you don't want to be done to yourself. We should not kill innocent kids. They should not suffer. They have right to live as human beings.
And so Israel is losing.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Iran doesn't have nuclear weapon, so America will try to use Israel's nuclear weapon, as I see it, against Iran, stating that's the only way to stop Iranian proxies to fight Israel. And here you have nuclear war coming on. What happens next? China will say we don't like that. But Russians, we calculated this ability. That's why Putin said, okay, guys, you want to play tough? We will play tough. That's why we have our supersonic missiles all the way up on our jets in the Black Sea.
And yeah, so they've loaded, that was my next question, they've loaded the Kinzhal missiles in the Black Sea, 100 miles away from the aircraft carriers, and Putin said it's not a threat, it's a message from the Russian Air Force. What does that signify?
That message says that we can destroy whatever aircraft carrier you have in Mediterranean. We don't care what you have there. We can destroy them. That's what Kinzhals are for. And we're saying that if you're willing to use your nuclear abilities or if you're willing to use your fighters against Iran or unwisely, please think twice. We don't need war to happen, but if we have to step in, we have all the abilities to do that. That's not what we're willing to do. We won't start. That's not in our military concept. But we will retaliate if we feel that is far too dangerous, vitally dangerous for Mother Russia.
So, Vladimir, describe to us from the Russian perspective where the world is right now, because the International Atomic Scientists Association says we're the closest to midnight nuclear war we've ever been. Do you agree with that, and what can we do to stop it?
I agree with that, because when... I'm not sure whether it's true or not, but Tucker Carlson spoke with this great Connell guy, and they were saying that in the last 24 hours there was a massacre in Gaza Strip when Israeli special op forces and American forces were massacred there when they were trying to do some kind of stuff. That's a bad news. You want to get into Gaza? There are 35,000 Hamas terrorists there. They've been for 2 years preparing for this war. So what should be done by Israel? They will try to destroy it. And then Hezbollah from the north will start participating. And those guys, Hezbollah guys, they're much tougher fighter than Hamas. They've been fighting for 12 years non-stop. They are very, very qualified fighters, and that will be a problem. So Israeli would say, no, 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 we won't tolerate that. And we'll have to use the weapon of the judgment day. And that will be the end of the world. Because they will try to hit Iran. Iran will use whatever capacities they have. And they have a lot of missiles and drones and all this stuff.
So we're very close to this kicking off. Vladimir, how do you see this unfolding?
How many Americans were killed in the last 24 hours? We don't know. We were told that two American bases in Syria were hit by someone. America never retaliated. We were told there are 20-plus wounded people. We don't know, are they wounded or they killed military personnel. For the first time, they think that it's okay to hit American bases. That's no good. That's a bad sign. That's a sign of weakness. Biden doesn't threaten anyone anymore. That's a very bad sign. Very bad sign for America. And it's an awful sign for the whole world. I don't want Americans to be killed. I don't want Israelis to be killed. I don't want Palestinians to be killed. We have to stop it now. We have to sit down and we have to talk. And we have to find to a reasonable conclusion that everyone will live with. In any other case, there will be no one to talk to.
Well, you're speaking to millions
of...
That's
how I see it, man.
I see it the same way. So let's talk about the Ukraine war that's been going on for a year and a half and the big offensive and where that is now. And Zelensky fired missiles.
First of all, Ukraine offense is a joke. It's nowhere. They lost more than 100,000 people killed for no reason. They have world-famous German tanks that are burning like candles. They have the American missiles that are hitting nowhere. Well, they're hitting something, but it doesn't change the pace of war. They've been supplied with whatever they were asking for. Nothing. In the last 5 days, we had 24 airplanes. We put them down in the last 5 days. We can destroy them easily. But we're not fighting the way Israelis are fighting in Gaza Strip. Look, we are not fighting the cruel war. That's why in Russia it's special military operation. We're not destroying cities. In Mariupol, we're saying, okay, guys, we'll stop. As a humanitarian passage, please leave. We're doing it all the time, every single time. What the Israelis are saying, we don't care much. We don't do that. We're fighting not Ukrainian people. We're fighting with Ukrainian Nazis and actually Nazis from all over the world that are getting there. We're continuing to fight the Second World War because we're fighting against the same mentality and the same ideology as our grandfathers used to fight. Bandera ideology is part of the German Nazi ideology. And they are heroes of modern Ukraine. That's whom we're fighting against. That's why 11 million Ukrainians decided to live with Russia. 11 million. In America, they don't know that. They're saying that, oh, we're very cruel against Ukrainians. No way. 3.5 million Ukrainian refugees left Ukraine for Russia, not for Germany. Plus 8 million Ukrainians decided to live on their land, and they voted this land to become back part of Mother Russia. We control enormous territory, but this is Russian territory, populated by people of different nationalities that are willing to get back to Mother Russia, because for many centuries they lived as one state. It's their free choice. It's not about territory. It's about the willingness of people to live together. They consider themselves to be part of Russian culture.
That's
Russian
right. Vladimir Soldiev is our guest here. We've got another half hour left. We go to break in about a minute and a half. But bigger picture, if Russians were on the Mexico or Canadian border with troops and attacking, I would be against Russia. But the truth is, our insane elite... Just like when the Germans in 1943 tried to stop Hitler, that would have been better. It's not the American people, but our country has been hijacked. And I'm really concerned about, obviously, this kicking off the Middle East. The weakness of Biden has encouraged Iran and encouraged China and encouraged all these other groups to move into the void. And I think everybody's walking into a trap.
Absolutely right. And this trap is awful. United States of America used to be the most beloved country in Russia through all 90s and the beginnings of 2000s. What happened? Why Americans decided to destroy Russia and to humiliate Russian people? We didn't deserve that. Never. We have nothing against Americans. We just want them to be happy in America. We just don't want them to support Ukrainian Nazis. That's so easy, and it's surprisingly hard to understand to people like Biden, who has zero knowledge of Russian and Ukrainian history. What he's saying is just, you know, it's awful. It looks like he never, ever...
All right, Vladimir, stay right there. We'll come back and talk. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Last year, we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Vladimir Solyov is our guest. You'll find him on Twitter at VRSOLOVIEV.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So I think people all over the world, whether you're listening in Europe or Latin America or Asia or the Middle East, Russia, it doesn't matter, Canada, you have a right to an adult discussion. So you should hear from the top talk show host in Russia about where they stand and what's going on and what's happening. Everything we've been told about Ukraine's a lie. The big banks are trying to hide the implosion of the economy there. Now they've moved on to this crisis in the Middle East. This is such an incredible moment to be alive. And people will say, hey, you're going to get debanked, which happened when I was on a show a month ago. Now the bank dropped us. You're going to get death threatened. You're going to get attacked for having this guy on. But if you actually listen to what he said, it all makes sense, and it's true. So justice be done, may the heavens fall. That's where we are, because we're trying to stop nuclear war. And look at our government. It hates Americans. It teaches us that conservatives and Christians are the enemy. It literally teaches us that we need to chop our children's genitals off. And Vladimir Putin says no. Vladimir Putin says no to funding ISIS in Syria. And so I'm not here as a Putin apologist. I'm not here as a Putin booster. I'm here saying that our government's out of control. That's going to destroy us all. So, Vladimir, we've got 25 minutes till this hour ends, till the show ends. Come back anytime with us. But please continue with key points you want to point out, what's happening in Russia, what you think is going to come next, and how you think we come together with any plans to try to derail Armageddon.
Now, long time ago, I spoke with one of the American guys, a really nice, very smart fellow, who told me, come on, Vladimir, you know, Russia used to be the empire of evil. You are still evil, but you're no longer empire. Both statements actually are wrong. We are still empire, and we're a very different empire. We are the one that always supported other nations and always willing them to prosper us. And we're definitely not evil. We're with God. We believe in God, and that's so easy. That's why I usually say that God with us. And if God with us, who's against us? That's the question that we're asking. What values are trying, you know, what values nowadays are in America? I used to know America, and that was a completely different country. That was the country that we fought shoulder to shoulder as allies. We both believed in God. We believed in human life. We believed that there's right and there's wrong. And nowadays, what are you fighting for? Whom are you supporting in Ukraine? Freedom? No way, there is no freedom. There's little guy Zelensky who decided to ban Orthodox Church. This little guy the same day is voting for homosexual marriages and banning Orthodox Church. Is it coincidence? I don't think so. He is the guy that basically banned whomever political party were against him. You call it democracy? People have been killed in Russia by his direct order. And those people were not generals. Nice lady, 30 years old. Her guilt was that she is a daughter, or was a daughter, of one of the prominent Russian philosophers, Mr. Dugin. Ukrainian Special Forces, with the help of CIA, killed her. And now here's an article in one of the American newspapers, I think it was Washington Post, stating that, yes, we trained Ukrainian Nazis to kill Russian civilians through all the country. That is terror. We're not doing that. We're not killing Ukrainian political leaders. We're not aiming to kill anyone in America. But Hillary Clinton lied about Russian conspiracy. Everyone knows that. There were no Russian hackers that decided to interfere with American elections. Why do we care? At the same time, Americans are spending enormous amount of taxpayers' money to get whatever government they want to, either in Ukraine or other countries. Why? What it gives you? You're spending hundreds of billions of dollars for absolutely corrupted government in Ukraine. They're stealing your money, and then they're selling whatever you give them in weapon to Hamas. To kill Israelis.
So Vladimir, let me ask you this question. Currently, how do you see this going on the current trajectory? How do you see this unfolding?
Because we're fighting the war. We're fighting the war, you know, and Russia is living normal life. Our economy is growing faster than the economy of every single European country. People are not dying from starvation. Night, you know, life in Moscow, in St. Petersburg, in Kazan, in other places, well, you know, it's really nice living. If you look at the new territories like Donbass, the roads are great. We're building new houses. Mariupol, we're helping people. Business is booming. It's not like everyone is happy. No, it's economy. But we're definitely moving forward. At the same time, every single day, 1,300 Russian men are signing for Russian military as volunteers to fight Ukrainian Nazis.
In fact, I was reading Russia doesn't need conscription, the draft like Ukraine.
We don't use subscription to fight this war. We don't use subscription to fight this war. Those guys that are serving, young kids, 18 years old, 19 years old, they're not involved in the military activity on the new territories, as we call them. They don't participate in the fight. People that are fighting are the ones that signed the contract. They're grown-ups. They know what they're fighting for. And they're very professional guys. The way we fight, 5 to 6 days on the front line, a couple of days rest, and then we train for another 2 or 3 weeks, and then get back to the front line. Right now, we have the best military in the world. Because we're all, every single day, we're learning. Our military industrial complex is working day and night. Our engineers, and they're great engineers. We're coming up with new solutions, new ideas. That's why we produce more than the whole NATO manufacturing capabilities can do.
Well, let's expand on that. I mean, the truth is Russia is fighting the entire NATO operation and getting stronger. Because Russia didn't do too well when they first went in. NATO was ready with all the weapons. But what does NATO do now that NATO's losing?
NATO trained us. NATO gave us basically the meaning. Because our military industrial complex, we thought we won't need it, and maybe, strategic nuclear weapon, but traditional weapon, maybe that's not the time. Nowadays, come on, forget it.
It's like the learning curve with Hitler invades. Sorry, we're talking over each other, I apologize. Just like Russia was not ready in 43 with Barbarossa, when Hitler invaded, he looked like he was winning, but the Russians scaled up very quickly. Is that what you're saying?
The West started with, the initial idea was very easy. We never, ever claimed that we're planning to conquer Ukraine. We don't care. We don't need territory. We have plenty of territory. We're the largest country in the world. We don't need more territory. That was about our security. We were saying little things. We were saying, please stop killing people of Donetsk. Week before we started special military operation, they started bombarding Donetsk enormously. Heavy losses. People had to flee their houses. They were destroyed. For 8 years, there were 15,000 Russians were killed during 8 years of war, of this proxy war. That's an enormous amount of people being killed. What happened then? We started police operation. We never were planning to conquer Kiev. Never, ever. We came there, we started negotiations. We're saying, please, get back to terms.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Only now, because that's our job, to save the world. And now we're saving it. But in the other part, in Middle East.
No, I agree. They're going to
And that will be the war with Iran.
They're already segueing into the Middle East war, the Central Asian war. So let's talk about, from your research, how this war with Iran goes. And then they'll try to double back and bring that to Russia. And how does China play into this?
China hates that. China hates that because China played an important role in bringing peace between different Islamic nations in this part of the world. They were the one behind the peace agreement. They don't want anything to happen right now there. They're not interested in the high oil prices. It's against their way of thinking, and that's why they send their military ship into this region, stating that, come on, guys, that's also our zone of interest. We don't want this war to happen. But they will have Taiwan in a couple of months. And America right now is stretching itself. America right now is stretching between three regional conflicts. They were counting two, Ukraine and Taiwan. But now they got Middle East that they didn't predict. And they don't know what to do with that. Because Biden cannot keep three things in his head at the same time. Neither Sullivan nor Blinken. It was awful experience to read this article of Sullivan. The guy is meaningless. 23 pages of nothing. He couldn't even predict what happened in the Middle East.
No, Vladimir, I don't disagree with you on anything. You're being very fair about your analysis. It's excellent. So what's the bad case scenarios? What are the good case scenarios?
good case scenarios that Israelis will calculate that it is impossible right now to invade Gaza Strip. They just do not have enough forces, and they will calculate and find out some easy solution, like, okay, give us hostages, okay, we'll kill through bombarding a few important people in Hamas, and we'll play cool. We'll say that, okay, we destroyed whatever we could destroy, and that's fine. Bibi Netanyahu will be blamed for the attack of the 7th of October because he could not predict that, and he didn't save his people on this attack. And that's questions that have been asked, and Bibi Netanyahu is hated by America, so they will be more than happy to see them go. So that's one case scenario. And everything will be so now cooling down, because for the election, upcoming election, it's no good for America to spend enormous amount of money not to solve problems of the United States, but to support different Nazi regimes like Ukrainian outside of states. So not a good idea. The worst case scenario, uncontrolled war in the Middle East that will lead to the Israelis being forced to use nuclear weapon, Iran retaliate, America will fight for Israel using whatever capabilities they have, China and Russia will say that that's not how we see it, China, or the worst scenario, that let's say in Syria Russian forces are hit by Americans, and that's the end. 15 minutes and we have full-scale war. Full-scale nuclear war.
Well, that's an amazing...
The only one good thing is that there will be very free world after that, but free of humans. And that's the worst-case scenario.
And I can't find any fault with your analysis. I mean, it's fair, it's across the board, it's crazy, but I look at the weird lawyers that run our country here, and most of them are in the military... And they have had such success so long, they think they're invincible. And I don't think they understand that their chutzpah and their bravado and their hubris and their arrogance does not win this. Because there's no way out of this unless we stop.
We have to stop. But look, Putin always keep the door open. He never used any, you know, swear words against any political leader of the West. Biden... That's annoying. He's keeping insulting Putin. Putin never, ever insult neither Trump, no Biden, nor anyone else. But Nazi, Canadian... I cannot use all the words. I was told that I cannot swear on the show. But, you know, this...
You can swear. We can delay it out.
They've been applauding all the Ukrainian Nazi in the parliament, the head of
Canadian
parliament.
What do you make of... The clear persecution of Trump, the attempt to put him in prison, he doesn't work for Russia, he works for America, that's clear. But what do Russians think about them trying to put Trump in prison?
Trump is not Russian lover. Trump is definitely not for Russia. Most part of sanctions that, you know, were implemented against Russia were under Trump. Trump fought for what he believed in, that is good for America. That was not good for Russia. That's why we just look at Trump. I think that he is smart. He is definitely extremely, extremely bright. He made his own fortune. He never paid from his own pocket, stating that he is the poorest ever congressman in the earth, and then paid $3 million in cash for his little beach house. He's a businessman. He made money, he spent money, not like Biden. Who suddenly got $3 million, you know, just, oh, by the way, I just found those guys. I just found $3 million bucks. Oh, I don't know where from, you know. I have little dementia. I don't remember where they came from. But it's okay. Can I get this nice little beach house, please? $3 million? Yeah. Take on $3 million. Trump is Trump. Americans voted for him. We have to accept it. It's your president, not ours. What you do right now... You are just killing your justice system. Basically, you are opening the gate to hell. Because every president of the United States, as soon as he leaves his office, going to be prosecuted and spend his days in jail after that. You are killing tradition of American democracy. You are prosecuting people, not on the basis of laws, but because some guys all the way up all the way down, if we're talking about the deep state, just hate him. And we want to, you know, where's freedom of speech? And by the way, on the 6th of January, people in this, building, state building, that's a coup. But a few weeks after, I think that was a few weeks before, right? When there were 10,000 Jews stating that they're against the policy of Israel, they came to a similar type of building, and that's not the coup. It's okay. How come? That's crazy. And we look at your country, and we used to think that, well, at least justice system in the United States is immaculate, and democracy, whether we like it or not, it is immaculate, and the system works fine. No more. There's no justice system. There's no democracy. There's no freedom of speech. We cannot hear the voice of American people. What happened with your democracy? What happened with America? Someone hijacked America that we all loved. Where's the beacon of freedom? Where's the beacon of democracy? Where's the Christian country with great Christian tradition? What happened with it? I don't know, man. I just feel sorry, not for you. I feel sorry for all of us. We had this great legend of America. You ruined it. Not you personally, but those guys that are running your country nowadays. And they cannot even hear the voice of American people. They don't want to hear them. If they hear something they don't like, they just cancel it. Cancel culture. Get them out. Wipe them off. That is not right.
Vladimir, thank you.
That is not what Americans used to fight for.
Vladimir, we're out of time. I want to invite you back again because whether you're Russian or American or South African or Mexican or Japanese, you deserve to hear open discussion. This is what Big Tech wants to shut down. I know I'll be attacked for doing it, but I'm glad I did it. We have 1 minute left. Closing comment. Thanks for the time.
Guys, humanity, human beings, they were created by God. God loves us. Let's not disappoint him.
I agree, because we have this normalcy bias that we're all going to die, but John F. Kennedy knew to work with Khrushchev to stop nuclear war. We have to understand we have the tools to destroy ourselves, and we've never been closer to this right now.
Thank you so much, Alex, and thank you for all the listeners. I hope you won't be prosecuted for listening to me.
Well, they're definitely trying right now. Where's the best place for people to find your show to hear what you actually have to say?
Well, actually, it's on Telegram, Soloviev Life, but it's okay. Anyway, I'm pretty much sure that American authorities will do whatever they can not to allow Americans to hear my voice.
Oh, believe me, I'm sticking my head in the dragon's mouth doing this. All right, Vladimir, thank you so much, and be safe, and let's hopefully have world peace and not kill each other. God bless.
God bless. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Owen Schroyer, our co-host, can't be here. He's in federal prison right now. But the next show starts with the guest host. They may put him in prison. And that's going to be Harrison Smith. Yes, our other talk show host is in federal prison right now. We'll be right back with him. Stay with us. Infowars.com/show. The hour is very late, but humanity is waking up. Thank you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.